You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Are you afraid? Are you afraid? You shouldn't be afraid. Because I'm here to wrap my arms around you with love. And don't ever be afraid of love, right? Isn't that what they say? I think that was an album by the Low Fidelity All-Stars way back in the day, right? It's Breathe and Bounce. Michael here with you. And we have got a show to talk about today. Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things in life, we all want to do more. We all want to find ways to contribute to our well-being, to grow, but then things get in the way. And, you know, some of the things that get in the way, obviously, are commitments. You have family commitments. You have, you know, you might be a parent and you have kids. Maybe you're a student and you have tests. You feel the pressure from your parents telling you, hey, you got to get this done. You got to do this because you need to make yourself something in the world. Maybe you're, like I said, just starting a job and you really want to do well. But then the question is, are you really doing what you're built to do? Are you really doing what you were created to do? I will tell you something. There are times where you might feel that you're doing the right thing, whatever that may be in your life. And it might feel like you're good at it. And it might feel like everyone in the world thinks you're good at it. And everyone loves the job you do. But are you happy? At the end of the day, the question is, am I happy? I have to go home and I have to go into bed and I have to wake up and I have to look at myself in the mirror. There's no one else around me. I mean, maybe, you know, you wake up with your wife or your husband in bed, or maybe the kids jumped on your bed, maybe the cat's on your face. But at the end of the day, you're with yourself, right? Because once you leave that house, you're driving in that car by yourself to go to work. And is it something you want to do? Is that how you want the rest of your life to look? You just want to go to a job where you might be very talented? Or do you want something more? Do you want something better for yourself? Do you want to find the thing that makes your heart tick a little bit faster and it makes you just want to believe that life is beautiful? Well, there's a way to do that. But unfortunately, you can't be comfortable with your current situation. You can't just look around and say, oh, this is great. And I think that's the problem. A lot of people get themselves comfortable in whatever is going on in their life. You know, sometimes you're in a bad relationship and you stay in that relationship because it's familiar. Because if you were to walk out of that relationship, it's scary. So you make yourself uncomfortable. But comfort is like the shackles of humanity. Comfort is the weight that keeps you in one place. Comfort is the thing that stops you from going after what you want and growing. You know, when we talk about yoga and we talk about on the mat, you don't want to be comfortable on the mat. If you let yourself get comfortable on the mat, you're not growing. Your muscles are not getting bigger. Your balance isn't getting better. Your spirit is kind of staying at that same place, right? So what do you have to do? Or it's very simple. You have to find a way to get uncomfortable. And when you get uncomfortable, what you have to do is find a way to find comfort. And what you have to do is find a way to find comfort in the discomfort. So, how are you going to do that? How are you going to find a way to make yourself uncomfortable? What will you do?
And
Yes. We have to find a way to get uncomfortable because you stay in the same place if you don't do anything different, right? You stay in that same atmosphere or whatever, wherever you're at. You have to change something up. And sometimes you have to look for the changes. Sometimes the changes are right in front of you, and you may not know it. Because as usual, there's a shift, right? And when that shift happens, that may be the time that you need to take some kind of action. Now, we do speak a lot on the show about moment to moment, be in the present. You don't want to push too much, especially in the universe, because sometimes when we try to save things that aren't meant for us, we really end up hurting ourselves, maybe mentally, causing ourselves suffering. So I think the best thing you can do is obviously you have to just find the spot where you are going to say, I don't want to do this anymore. And I think it comes that way with a lot of things. You might be working in a job. You've been working there for years. You've been passed up for lots of promotions. And you just feel like, is this worth it anymore? We talked about the relationship earlier. You know, you feel like you've been giving it your all, but you don't feel like your partner is as they aren't as committed to the relationship as you are. So you start feeling to yourself, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. But once again, there's that comfort level because you've been working at that job for so many years. You know you have to kind of start over. You know you have to turn back the clock. You know that you're going to have to fill out resumes and you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to hit the pavement and get yourself a job before you quit one. You can't just quit one and then go get another job because who knows where that's going to go, right? I mean, if you have the balls to do that, well, then please do it. I would never want to stop anyone from going after anything that they want. If you are that miserable at a job, I mean, you got to leave. If you're that miserable at a relationship, you got to leave. Maybe you're living in a place that you're renting and the landlord just, you know, he's not very responsive. You know, the hot water heater went out. It took him a few days to fix it. Things like that. And but you've been living there for so long and you've created relationships in that neighborhood. You've made friends. And, you know, we always find excuses to not take that step. We always find reasons why we don't want to jump off the boat, swim in the ocean, and then find a new boat. And you know, I'll just kind of give you a picture of what that looks like. So you're on this boat and you take the jump. And that could be, you know, if your comfort level is how high the boat is, we'll say. So we'll say, you know, you're in, I don't know, a steamer, you know. It's not that high of a boat. It's not like a yacht, but it's not like a little motorboat. That's what you're in. You've been on this boat. You've been on there for a long time. You don't want to do it anymore, so then you want to jump off. And then when you jump off and you jump in that water, you're in a whole new world now. Though, first of all, you can't just stand. You have to swim because if you stand, you're drowned. You got to make a move. You can't just sit there and wait for the miracle to happen. You have to make a move. So then you swim and you swim and you find another boat and you jump on the boat and the boat doesn't seem like it's that great. So you jump off and you go find another boat and you just keep swimming until you find that boat. And just remember a few things. When you're swimming, the water is not always going to be calm. It's going to be turbulent. You are going to face challenges. You are going to face obstacles getting to that next point, getting to that next level of finding out what you're made of and what you want to do. You are going to have to just learn how to ride the wave, so to speak, right? Maybe ride the wind because it's going to get windy. It's just, you're going to have obstacles. And one thing about life, the beauty of life, is it always gives you something. But then they always say, you know, God's, you know, we can use God. They say God will give you, God won't give you something you can't handle, or the universe, or the higher power, or however you want to, you know, whatever your belief is. You're always going to be given something truly you can handle it. And we just, once again, we talk about that on the mat. You're in that part of the practice where they're, the instructor, the teacher is pushing you. And the teacher's asking you to hit a crescent lunge and then asking you to bounce your knee. Don't bounce it on the floor, but just take it down maybe an inch off the floor and then come back up and then take it down. The reason why the teacher is giving this to you is they're giving you the option to push past that limit. They're giving you the option to find, to you know, find what you're made of. And maybe you don't do it that day, but you practice a little bit so then the next time you can hit it. And it's kind of like when you jump off the boat. You jump off the boat in these waves. The waves are too crazy. You find something to get yourself settled. And you stay there until it's time to move on. And then you go to the next one. You ride the wave, ride the wind, whatever.
Rebel born without
It's all about riding the elements. It can be the wind, it can be the water, it can be whatever. And if you learn how to do that, you can learn how to do anything. It's when you're in life, the elements are always happening against you. You know, you come across obstacles all the time. And they may not be the elements. They may not be earth, wind, fire, air, water, or whatever. It could be someone hits you with the car and they didn't mean to. Or someone, you get a credit card bill because your kid used your credit card and put $250 of points for Xbox or whatever. You know, that's the thing about life. There's always fun in games. And you have to look at it that way to become mindful and to just accept that things are going to come. And as I've been saying this whole entire show, if you are truly not happy with where you're going to be, understand this, that if you do try to jump to a different boat, as we've been talking about, or a different situation, if you want me to be literal, you're going to have obstacles. Obstacles are a part of life. They don't stop. You know, the world does not stop spinning because you decided to jump off. It's kind of like, you know, the metro train. You might have gotten off the train, but it's still going to continue to every station. It's going to stop at every station. It doesn't just stop running because, you're so important, this train stops. No, you have to understand that you control your destiny. You control your life. You don't control anything else. And life is not going to just lay down so you can walk over the puddle. Life is going to throw everything. The kitchen sink, the bathroom door. Has anyone ever said the bathroom door? I don't think so. That's new. Here on this show, we always come up with original firsts here on Breathe and Bounce, and that's the one, the bathroom door. But it's just like I said, you just have to understand that everything is a process. Everything takes time, and everything just kind of happens, you know? It's just the way it goes. And the minute you start to understand that, the easier it is for you to handle things. And if you do want to make that jump, then you have to understand that new obstacles are going to come, as well as the regular ones. You have to be accepting. You have to just learn acceptance. You learn acceptance, and then you learn gratitude for those situations. Because what did those situations teach you? Okay, this is my dream. This is where I want to go. Now, because this happened, I need to pivot and go that way. And there's got to be gratitude for that, you know? Because at the end of the day, we're being given things. And we may not like what we're always given, but we can be thankful for it because we learned something. You know, we talk a lot about this show, about perception, how you perceive things is the way things are. The way your mind feels about things is the way things are. And people will try to tell you otherwise. People will try to tell you that their perception is stronger than yours. But once again, when you wake up, it's you that is there. When you go to the bathroom and look in that mirror, you see yourself. You don't see that person that said to you, oh, do it this way, it's better. You see you. And if you want to take care of business, if you want to find a way to make your life happier, if you want to find a way to make that jump, we've been saying on the show, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. And we've been talking about how people are afraid to get uncomfortable. So in just a few minutes here, we'll talk a little bit about the fear. Because the fear does slow people down. As a reminder, here on Breathe and Bounce, you can go to the website, www.breathenbounce.com. You can read the Gratitude Chronicles every Wednesday. This show is broadcast once a week. And if you want to learn about what I'm doing out there, go to breatheandbounce.com. And if you want to send me some feedback, you always know we got socials out there. One Facebook, one Instagram, we're on TikTok. Come and say hello. Drop me a line.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
So, are you being taken over by fear? Is that what's stopping you from getting to the next level? I don't know. You have to ask yourself that question. You have to be very honest with yourself. Right now, it's time to get honest with yourself and start, you know, asking the tough questions. The tough questions are, what exactly am I afraid of? What exactly is stopping me from getting to stage two? What exactly is it? The thing I love about that song we just played, she talks about all these things that are distracting her from the fear, whatever her fear may be in that song, Lily Allen. She talks about, you know, getting the plastic, talking about how life is like film stars and less about mothers. She talks about all this other stuff. And I just think it's a real fun song. And do people think that's what it takes? You know, you just keep buying things and maybe doing crazy stuff. Because one of the lyrics in that song is, I'll take my clothes off, it'll be shameless, because everyone knows that's how you get famous. I think it really talks about, I think at the end of the day, another lyric, and this made me think about the Taylor Swift song, the anti-hero song. She talks about looking in the sun and then looking in the mirror. Taylor Swift in Anti-Hero sings a song, says a lyric similar to that about looking in the sun but refusing to look in the mirror or something like that. And I think that is such a great line, because I think a lot of us are scared of our reflection. I think a lot of us, I mean, have you ever just sat there and stared at your reflection in the mirror? Have you ever just looked there and just, you know, looked, and you see your face? Maybe if you're getting older, you kind of see how you've aged. You see the wrinkles. And, you know, people get upset about wrinkles. They want to get rid of them. They want to get Botox. They want to... Dude, those wrinkles are like battle scars, man. They're a test. They're a testament of what you've gone through. They're a testament of your battle, of your journey. They're beautiful, man. Wear your scars proudly. Show them off. Because that sends a message to, you don't know where I've been, but I'll tell you if you want to know. I'll tell you about everything. And I mean, that's the way I feel. There's a lot of people out there, they don't want to tell you about where they've been because they're afraid of what you're going to think if you tell them where you've been. And I think we just all have to remember that we're all on this journey together. We're all trying to get somewhere. And once again, one of the things that I spoke about is the fear, because fear holds us back from everything. Fear holds us back from meeting new people. Fear holds us back from speaking up. It's like whenever you're at a class or if you're at a meeting, they ask a question and there's this awkward silence. People don't just raise their hand and say something. There's always that awkward silence. It's the fear. And I think at the end of the day, what you got to do is you just got to, you know, jump at it, right? You got to just abandon fear, abandon your thoughts, abandon your inner critic, abandon everything you know, because it's all thoughts. It's not real. The only thing that's real is what happens in the moment. And in that moment, you have to ask yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen to me? You know? What is going to be the end result And what is it going to be? If you go ask for a promotion or a raise, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? They're going to say no. What happens if they say no? Then you're forced to make a decision. Are you going to try harder at your job and try to do a better job? Or are you going to leave? Jump off the ship, as we talked about. When you conquer fear, there's going to be another situation where fear is going to come play again. So you're going to have to conquer that fear again. You're going to have to push past it. In yoga, people are afraid to do balancing poses sometimes because they're afraid they're going to fall down. What's the worst thing that happens? You fall down. What do? Stay on the ground or you get back up? It's a choice. After something happens, you're forced to make a choice. And the choice is very clear. You either stay where you're at or you do something else. And you do it again and you do it again and you do it again. And then what you have to say is, how am I going to be comfortable with doing it again and again and again? And you're just saying in my head, I'm going to do it again. And that's what life is all about. Doing it again. So go out there and do it again. Because you're going to need to do it more than one time, let me tell you.
Do it again. chewing on bubble gum. Do it again. Blowing up my cranium. Do it again. Oh my God, what have I done? Do it again. All I wanted was a little fun. Do it again. Got a brain like bubble gum. Do it again. Blowing up my cranium.
Reputation, repetition is the way to make it work. You got to keep doing the same thing over and over again to make it work. But then sometimes it's not going to work that way. And then you have to adjust. You have to pivot. You have to find a different way. It's a hard pill to swallow sometimes, but it is what it is, you know? And I think it just comes down to the fact you can't give up, you know? Just because, once again, the answer is no. Once again, you find some kind of problem with what you're doing, then you have to adjust. But you can't be afraid. I heard it once said that the moment you feel like you shouldn't jump is the exact moment that you do jump. And I remember when I was in Aruba with my family, we were on top of a cliff and I was afraid to jump in the water off the cliff. I got a little nervous and everyone was telling me to jump. And I remember my kids were watching me and I knew that I could not be afraid. I had to show them that I could do it. And I did. Because I thought to myself, what's the worst that happens if I jump? I die? I think there were a lot of people there and no one was going to let me die. So that was the good news. The bad news was, I did touch the bottom. I didn't hurt myself at all. So it was good. And yeah, there is fear. But you have to jump into things. I think trying and failing is a lot easier to deal with than not trying at all. Michael Jordan talks about how he failed hundreds of times in his career. And this is the greatest basketball player of all time talking. According to who you ask, I guess, but still, he is a proven champion. Six NBA championships, whole bunch of NBA trophies. And he failed tons of times. Did that scare him? Did that make him stop? No, he didn't stop. The people who really find a way to succeed in life are those that want to ride out what's happening. They jump on the ride. And where the ride goes, it takes them to where they need to get to. And they stay in that ride until they reach the destination where they then get on a new ride. And that's what it's all about. Staying on that ride. Despite the fact you have no idea where you're going with it. Buckle up and enjoy.
I've been out on that open road. You can be my full-time daddy while I'm gone. Singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby, hot or cold. Don't break me down. are. That's the way my father made his life an art. Drink all day and we talk till dark. That's the way the road dogs do it, light till dark. Don't leave me now. Don't say goodbye. Don't turn around. Leave me high and dry. I hear the birds on the summer breeze. I drive fast.
That's how you get there. That's how you get through it. You just ride. Ride him, cowboy. What do you want in life? Do you want to stay where you're at? Are you comfortable? Are you happy where you're at? Do you feel right as rain? Or do you want something more? Do you want things to be different? How far are you willing to go? Are you ready to do what's necessary? You have to ask yourself those questions. Just get ready, because it could be really, really tough to get to that final destination. Just make sure you have a lot of support on the way. I'll support you. You know, you can always find me. I'm not that far away. I'm on breatheandbounce.com. I'm on Facebook. Seriously, if you want to tell me about your journey and you want me to give you some encouragement, I'm here for you. But for right now, let's sit down. Let's close our eyes. Let's meditate about what we talked about. Think about your fears and think about what you can do to overcome them. Right now, I'd like you to close your eyes, focus on your breath. If any of those thoughts come your way, just let them blow over like clouds. All those can't thoughts, shouldn't thoughts, wouldn't it, couldn't it, notice them, but watch them pass, and then focus back on your breath, and just stay with your breath. Be because with your breath, it's a sign that you are alive, and it's a sign that you can get through anything. You can go ahead and wiggle your fingers. Open your eyes. Come back to your space. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank you for joining me here today. Lots of love to you. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places you never dreamed of. And may your strength and courage give you the guidance to help get you there. Namaste.